朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹，我想时间过得真的非常的快。
Time really flies.
有一次有一个传道人，他去参加一个基督徒联合的培灵大会。
Once a minister went to a combined Christian conference.
其实这个讲员很多人都知道，他就是写那个亚比斯祷告的那个 Dr. Bruce Wilkinson.
Actually, the speaker is a well-known. He's the author of The Prayer of Jabez, Dr. Bruce Wilkinson.
当他跟另外一位讲员走进会场的时候，
As he was walking into the conference with another speaker,
他就问这另外一位讲员，他说你觉得来参加这次大会的这个上千的人里面，
And then so he asked, as he was walking in the conference, he asked the other speaker, among the thousands who are here,
大概会有多少人承认他们自己属灵的光景非常非常的低落和糟糕？
Do you think how many would admit?That they're in a spiritually low condition.
那个讲员说，哇，这些人肯花功夫来参加这个特会。他说大概最多10%-20%。
The other speaker says, since they are willing to pay the price to come to the conference, probably 10% or 20%.
Dr. Wilkinson 说 no. 他说我认为是60%-75%。
Dr. Wilkinson says no. I think it's probably between 60%-75%.
哦，那个人说怎么可能呢？应该不会吧。
He says, "How is it possible?"
他说，不然你等一下问问看啊。
Okay, he says, "Or you may ask them later."
所以那个讲员上台的时候就问弟兄姊妹，他说：“你们在座有多少人觉得今天在北美的教会，或是在你所在的教会，或是你个人
？”Okay, then the speaker asks, "So, everybody, You as an individual or your church or people around you.
你觉得你个人属灵的生活属灵生命的情形非常的糟非常的低落的请举手。
Raise your hand if you feel your spiritual condition is not very good.
你要不要我问
Do you want me to ask you?
结果一举手果然就是60%-75%的人哇全场这么多人举手。
So, among the people who raised their hands, this is about 60%-75%.
弟兄姊妹当我在这里思想说总要趁着还有今天这个题目的时候。
So, as I was meditating on this message, while this is still called today,
我觉得我们今天的人用时间比花钱还随便。
Today, I really feel that we casually waste our time. It's even worse than wasting our money.
我们觉得我们时间花不完。
We feel we have unlimited.Amount of time.
钱我们还会觉得有限不够。
We might feel we don't have enough money.
可是我们在花时间的时候，我们其实非常的随便。
But when we spend the time, we casually spend it.
我们先不要说像打 NBA 或是 NFL 这种职业篮球、职业足球赛那种分秒必争的情形啊。
We don't want to compare with the professional NBA or those sports games.
我想我们看那些 game 的时候，常常都觉得哇，每一秒钟都要抓住，对不对
？As we watch those sports movies, we feel every second.Counts and it's very important.
今天能够在主面前把一天当一天来使用的人非常少。
But there are hardly any, there are very few people who will spend today as a good day.
我不晓得在座我们在座的几个弟兄姊妹，你真的把每一天当做一天来使用，全力的来使用的，到底有多少人
？I don't know how many of us really try to live a day today fully.
圣经里面非常重视。Today, 今天一天
The Bible really cares and emphasizes on the day today.
我当初认为说，总要趁着还有今天这个题目，我最多讲三次。
When I started the series, I thought maybe at the most I would talk about 3 times.
我今天已经讲到第九次了。
And today is my 9th sermon.
弟兄姊妹啊，当你真正把一天当一天来用的时候
，When you truly live a day fully.
你会发现你整个的人生非常的积极。
You will feel your life is full of It's very positive.
因为你会发现一天很容易就过去了。
Because a day passed by so quickly.
到底在我这一天的里面，我有没有什么东西是让我觉得活得这么扎实、那么有价值、有意义的
？Is there anything today that makes me feel it's very meaningful and significant?
算你人生80年来说
，Say you live 80 years.
圣经上说，强壮的到80年。
The Bible says if you're strong, you live up to 80 years.
那我们在座至少都是12岁、15岁以上的了啊。
So all of us are15 years old, older.
假装你从15岁到你80年后95岁之间。
Say if you live between the age of 15 to 95.
在这九十，在你这八十年中间，如果你每一天花一个小时来亲近神，来有一个正常的灵修生活的话
，In this 80-year period, if you spend an hour a day to draw close to God,
从十五岁到九十五岁
，From the age of 15 to 95,
你每天只花一个钟头的话
，You only spend an hour a day,
你整个人生还花不到四年，不过三年多的时间。
So entire life, you don't spend even up to 4 years. It's just a little bit more than 3 years.
那我想我现在真的必须要问，每一天会花一个钟头来灵修、亲近神、读经、祷告的，请你举手好吗
？Now I want to ask.
举不举手没有关系，我们今天在主面前求主帮助我。
If you spend at least an hour every day drawing close to the Lord,
每天真的有花到一个钟头的，请你举手。
Please raise your hand if you spend at least 1 hour.
我们很少人举手，你看我们在座的。
Very few of us raise the hand.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你昨天怎么过你的生活
？So if how you spend the day yesterday.
而我们今天还没有改进的话
，And we have not improved today.
那么很可能你明天还是这样子过生活。
It's very likely that you will live the same way tomorrow.
那非常有可能这一辈子我们就是这样过生活。
And it's very likely you spend the rest of your life this way.
我们从早晨起床，我们就是无目的的，或是说我们就是忙碌的。我们就是为了今生在这里过生活。
From the morning we get up, if we live our life busily, but yet aimlessly.
但是我们却忽略了生命或是整个人生中最重要的事情。
But yet we neglect what's most important in our life.
就是我们自己跟神之间的关系到底是什么。
That is our relationship with the Lord.
到底我整个的人生是不是活在神永远的旨意里面
？Am I living in God's eternal will?
弟兄姊妹，圣经上告诉我们，这世界和其上的情欲有一天都要过去。
The Bible tells us the world and its desires.Will one day pass away.
唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
Only those who follow the will of God will live forever.
有一天，我们在座的每一个人，我们都要直接去面对我们的主。
One day, every one of us will face the Lord.
而在面对主之前，我们都需要经过火，经过一个火的试验。
But before that day, we will all pass through the test of fire.
试验我们这一生整个人生、生活和工作的果效。
To test the result of.Our lifetime labor.
弟兄姊妹，请我们听清楚，在座不管你是谁，多年长多年轻，每一个人都要经过这个火啊。
But please pay attention, whether you're young or you're well in age, every one of us will have to test.
保罗告诉我们说，很多人经过火以后，全部烧光光，一点都不留。
Paul tells us many who have gone through the test of fire will be burned without anything else left.
换句话说，我们一无所有的去见神。
In other words, we'll face the Lord without anything.
去见那位造我们。爱我们为我们舍命的主
to face the Lord who created us loved us and gave himself for us
所以弟兄姊妹这是一件严肃的事情
so this is a very serious matter
很多时候我从早到起来到晚上我也忙很多教会的事情
Oftentimes, from morning to night, I'm busy with church work.
可是有时候在晚上结束的时候，在主面前安静祷告。
But yet, by the end of the day, as I draw close to the Lord and pray,
我常常里面会觉得主又是一天我浪费掉了。
I often sigh, Lord, it's another day I have wasted.
因为我们很可能就是在外面的忙碌。
It's very possible we're just busy with outward matters.
虽然我们手中所接触的是教会的事
，we might even handle in church.Matters.
但是并不代表我这个人在神的面前过生活
But does not mean or imply I live before the Lord
并不代表说我们这个人在主的面前是讨神喜悦的情形
Does not imply that my life is pleasing to the Lord
所以弟兄姊妹但是今天早上我们在这里不仅仅提醒大家
So this morning not only that we want to remind everyone
你看八十年一天一个小时
Say 80 years, 1 hour a day
整个人生不过三年多
It's only, entire lifetime is only about three years a little bit more
是我们人生的大概 4% 4% 而已
It's just about 4% of our life
那如果你用 10% 来说的话
Say if you spend 10% of your life
11奉献给神那一天至少应该要两个半小时的
So if we tithe 10% of the time That would be 2.5 hours a day
所以我觉得我们这一天里面我们需要回头来看看我们每一个人的自己的一天
So we need to examine our daily life
如果我们很认真很谦卑很严肃的来看我们平常最标准的一天是怎么过的
If we sincerely and humbly look at our daily life
我相信我们里面都会常常有一个感觉觉得我的 quality 过得很差
I'm sure we often will feel that the quality is quite It's not good
三分之一睡觉睡掉了
We spend 1/3 of time sleeping
至少三分之一工作上还包括路上 traffic 用掉了
And at least we spend another 1/3 even more on work or commuting
回家电视电脑 这个电话这些时间又用掉了好几个小时。
And then we spend many hours on TV, computer, or telephone.
我们还要吃，还要洗，还要一大堆事情又用掉了。
And we have to spend time washing, eating, spend a lot of time.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定在本质上需要在主人面前，让我们有一个正确的态度。
Therefore, we need to be changed from within our concept.
当我们真成为一个奉献的人的时候
，If we are a consecrated person,
我们所有的生活。
All our life,
我们所有的时间
all our time,
所有与人的接触
all the communication with men,
都可以在主的面前产生永远的价值
can have eternal effects and impact.
所以跟神的关系要建立朋友的关系或是亲密的关系
in order to have an intimate friendship with the Lord,
要有多亲近在乎我们自己的决定
How intimate it can be, it's all up to us.
还有与神同在，在神面前过生活。
As we live before the Lord.
并不是要去改变我们到底在做什么事情。
It doesn't mean that we have to change what we do.
而是改变我们做事情或是生活的态度和状态。
But to change the attitude we are doing things.
让我们在主的同在中。
While in God's presence,
让我们真是在王的面前来过我们的生活。
We spend the day before the King.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我们这一连串讲，总要趁着还有今天。
As we keep going on the series while it's still called today.
我们讲到最基本的，我们要常常从一切的错误里面随时归回，回到神的面前来。
We talk about we have to immediately depart from all wrongdoings.
从犯罪，从不合神心意，从偏离的情形里面回到主面前来，这是我们每一天可以做的。
We always have to return from our sins and then from the things that we did wrong.
而且每一天我们要建立跟主一个更亲更真实的关系。
We need to establish a real intimate relationship with God.
然后我们在对的态度里面。
And while with good attitude.
我们来得着神的上好。
We obtain what's the best.
真的是竭力得着神的上好。
Try our best to get
it. 那我们最近的这两个礼拜我们讲到怎么样子在主人面前看见自己是一个君尊的祭司
In the past 2 weeks, we have talked about how we should view ourselves as a holy priest.
因为圣经里面讲到我们每一个重生得救的人
Because the Bible tells us every one of us who is born again.
我们是蒙恩的罪人
We are sinners saved by grace.
然后呢蒙爱的儿女
With children being loved by father.
然后呢蒙召的祭司、啊、
We are calledHoly priest.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这么大的恩典，我们是罪人，但是却蒙了大恩。
We're sinners, but yet we received great grace.
我们原来是不认识神的人，如今却成为蒙爱的儿女。
We're foreigners, and now we are beloved children of God.
我们原来只是为今生活，只是为自己活的。
We used to live only for ourselves.
在神的眼中毫无价值的人。
A meaningless and no significance in God's sight.
但是今天却被神召成君尊的祭司。
And yet today we're being called to be holy priests.
可以来侍奉这。
That we can serve this living God.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们荣耀的身份。
This is our glorious position, identity.
在旧约里面，祭司至少每天有五件重要的事。
And for priests, at least they do 5 things a day.
我前两个我就不多讲了。
I will not dwell on the first two.
他们要穿上圣服，要经过祭坛，然后进到圣所里面来。
They have to wear holy garments, go through the court and sanctuary.Before the altar.
弟兄姊妹，所以如果你从今天起，你愿意在主面前过有 quality 的基督徒生活的话
，If you want to live a quality Christian life from today on.
让我们学习进到圣所里面来。
Let's learn to enter into the sanctuary.
弟兄姊妹啊，你不要小看这件事啊。
Do not take this matter lightly.
我觉得今天基督徒有的时候在主的面前不够喜乐哈，或是不够真实。
I feel a lot. Oftentimes, Christians are not joyful or real enough.
因为神的恩典太好了，好到一个地步，我们轻看它。
God's grace is so good to a point we take it for granted.
其实，君尊的祭司虽然是神给我们每一个人的身份和呼召。
Although being a holy priest is God's calling and our identity.
但是你也知道，神非常在乎我们用什么样子的态度来侍奉他。
But yet God cares with what kind of attitude we serve Him.
以西结书44章有一些利未人走迷的路，偏离的神。
In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 44, it says some Levites they have gone astray.
神说不准他们做祭司来到我的面前。
And God says, I will not allow them to come into my sanctuary to be priests.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们在主人面前不珍惜我们的职分呢
？If we do not cherish our position,
神并不是求，神也不是需要我们来侍奉他。
God will not beg because he does not need us.
同样的，很多传道人讲到奉献的时候，只讲马拉基书第三章，说你们要来奉献，试试看神打不打开天窗。
A lot of ministers when they preach about offering, they always use a Malachi and says, you can test God and offer to see if He will open up the window of heaven for you.
但是很少传道人讲马拉基书第一章，说你把殿门关上。
But very few ministers would talk about Malachi chapter 1 that says, close the door of the sanctuary so that they will not bring their offerings to defile my holy place. Otherwise, they will offer in vain.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们对于在主面前得到特别的权利，我们要珍惜，要看重啊。
Therefore, we have to really care and cherish the special privilege the Lord gave us.
如果我们不在乎过这样子的生活，
if we did not care to live a holy life,
弟兄姊妹，我讲完，我们出了这个门，我们完全忘记了。
And after I finish my sermon,You leave and you will forget about it.
如果我们在乎的话，
But if we do care,
你要发现圣所里面祭司的生活真的是我们今天生活的一个标本。
You will see the life of a holy priest is a pattern for our life.
圣所里面摆的三样东西，
The three things in the holy place.
我上次结束的时候匆促讲过，
I briefly went through all of them last time.
今天又得再匆促讲过了。
So today I still have to go through, rush them through.
三样东西我们不见得照着顺序讲，没有关系，你帮我打出来。
Your three things.
不是那个今天 PowerPoint 的那个，这个我想你们都还记得讲圣所啊，我们没有空去细看这个了。
So these are the pictures of the sanctuary.
The 啊，不在没有关系了，没有关系。
The tabernacle.
第一个
，First，
陈设饼的桌子。
The table for the bread of presence.
那你摆的无酵饼，预表基督是我们生命的粮。
There are placed the unleavened bread.Which means Christ is the bread of our life.
所以祭司在圣所的里面可以享受基督作为我们生命的粮食和满足。
So priests can enjoy Christ as the bread of our life and the satisfaction of our life.
在圣所里面第二样东西。
The second thing in the holy place.
金灯台。
The golden lampstand.
讲到基督是世上的光，是我们生命的光。
Christ is the light of the world and the light of our life.
你知道基督的光临到我们。
When the light of Christ came upon us.
有三方面的意义。
Three significance.
第一个，它显明我们。
First, it exposes us.
它显明我们多污秽、多败坏，在主人面前多亏欠。
It exposes how defiled and corrupted we are.
但是不是为了审判和定罪。
But it was not for judgment and condemnation.
因为它的光是带着医治的能力。
Because his light has the healing power.
它的显明是为了医治我们。
He exposes in order to heal us.
为了让我们从一切的错误、软弱、失败中出来。
That we would depart from our weaknesses and failures.
它的光临到我们，第二方面是光照。
And when his light came upon us, is to enlighten us.
为的是要引导引领我们。
In order to guide us.
他的光临到我们，第三方面是启示。
The third purpose for his light to come upon us is to reveal.
每一次的启示是说到神更深的施恩和托付。
It's a higher, it's a deeper grace of God and commission of God.
所以当圣所里面什么光都没有的时候，
when the sanctuary is without light,
你看不见圣所里面的荣耀。
You do not see the glory in the sanctuary.
可是当金灯台亮光的时候。
Yeah, when the golden lamp is lit,
整个圣所里面那个荣耀的局面你都可以看得到。
You can see all the glory in the holy place.
里面的基路伯，里面各样的这个针线，各样的装饰，全都讲到基督的丰富。
All the embroidery works of cherubim, it all talks about the riches of Christ.
第三样东西说到金香坛。
And then there's a golden altar of incense.
金香坛说到我们的敬拜和我们的祷告。
And that is our worship and prayer.
我们在这里经历基督是我们。的大祭司长远活着为我们祈求。
Here we experience that Christ is our holy, high priest. He's forever living and interceding for us.
所以弟兄姊妹，在会幕里面有三件重要的东西。
So there are three important things in the holy place.
他说到基督对我们三方面的意义和基督的三个 ministry.
And there are the meanings of Christ to our life.
同样的，他也说到教会今天在地上三个重要的使命。
There are also the commissions of a church on earth.
或是我们个人在主人面前我们所负的使命
or our commission before the Lord.
所以今天来到神家里面
so when we come to God's house,
神家有责任把生命之粮摆出来
the house of God should present to you the bread of presence,
让人来到神家能够得到生命的粮食和供应
so when people come to God's house, they will be nourished and supplied by the bread of life.
同样的，教会是金灯台的见证
and church is the testimony of the golden lampstand.
当整个世界黑暗遮盖大地，幽暗遮盖万民
When the darkness is over the world and thick darkness is over the earth,
人来到神的家中
man come to God's house,
人可以遇见生命之光
they can come and come in contact with the light of life.
人可以在这里得到永生之道。
They will get the way of eternal life.
人可以从神的百姓身上看见这一些人不一样。
They can see from children of God that they are different.
他们把生命之道表明出来。
Because they hold out the word of life.
第三方面这个金香坛。
The third thing is the altar of incense.
也说到教会在地上祷告的责任和权柄。
And that is our responsibility and privilege to pray on earth.
我们要在地上祷告，让神的国降临，让神的旨意行在地上。
We ought to pray on earth so that the kingdom of heaven will come upon earth and God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们在这里祷告，叫罪人悔改，叫病人得医治。
When we pray that sinners will repent and the sick will be healed.
我们叫神的旨意通行，让神的国度降临。
And the will of God will be fulfilled and the kingdom of heaven will come down.
所以我们看见这三样东西。
So we see all these things.
不仅仅是讲到基督对我们。
Not only they are the significance of Christ to us.
也讲到教会对这个世代的责任。
That's also the significance of church to this world.
同样也讲到我们个人属灵上该有的经历。
That is also our experience.In our spiritual journey.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要过好我们的今天。
So we ought to live fully today.
我们的 devotional life, 我们的灵修生活一定要正常，要建立起来。
We have to have good, regular devotional life.
陈设饼在这里说到，我们借着读经亲近神，我们来得着生命之粮。
The bread of presence tells us that through reading the scripture, we receive the bread of life.
我已经没有勇气问每天都读经的人，请举手了。
I don't have the courage to ask you to raise hand if you read the scripture every day.
但是我决定有勇气问说每天都会吃饭的，请举手。
But then I do have the courage to ask anyone eats meal every day.
一顿饭不吃，我们还很委屈呢，对不对
？A lot of times we feel pitiful for ourselves if we skip a meal.
特别很多弟兄跟年轻的孩子一顿饭不吃还发脾气。
Some brothers or even young children, they throw a temper if they skip a meal.
可是我们可以几天不吃属灵的饭，我们没事儿。
But yeah, we go on living without eating spiritual meals for days.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一天的 daily life 里面，我们一定要有读主话的时间。
We need to separate the time to read God's words every day.
而且圣经上讲到这个陈设饼这些祭司吃的东西叫做神的食物。
The Bible refers to the bread that the priests eat. It says the food of God.
那是献给神吃的。
Because those are food offered to God.
但是神爱我们，神让我们这些祭司有份于神的食物。
But yet God loves us, so He wants His priest to share His food.
而且神说要到圣处吃，吃完的不可以糟蹋，不可以给外邦人，要烧掉。
The Lord even says you have to eat in the holy place.And do not leave anything left over.
因为它太圣洁了。
Because it's too holy.
我跟你说，我觉得今天多少甚至带查经讲道的传道人
，I tell you, many people who lead Bible studies or preach.
我们不是来到宝座面前吃圣物。
We do not come before the throne to eat holy food.
我们常常是在电脑面前吃圣物。
We often eat holy food in front of a computer.
我们要带个聚会，这个 mouse 一 click 一大堆的 data， 一大堆的那个查经资料。
If we want to lead Bible study with a click of the mouse, we get a lot of data and information.
所以我们去聚会的时候，我们带了很多食物的照片去给弟兄姊妹看。
So when we go to the meeting, we bring many pictures of food.
我们缺少带真正属灵的粮食去。
But we fail to bring real spiritual food.
因为我们自己没有在圣处先吃。
Because we did not eat it first in the holy place.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们在主的面前，我们要求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们忙，每一个人都忙。
Everyone is busy indeed.
对不起，我今天破例，我多讲几分钟，我必须过时间。
Sorry for going over the time a little today.
那美国有一个很有名的将军。
There's a very famous general in America.
他叫William Harrison.
And his name is William Harrison.
他是西点。军校毕业的
He graduated from West Point Academy.
在二次世界大战中他是美国军人中间得奖章最多的一个人
During World War II he was the one that received the most medals
那韩战结束的时候他是美方首席的军事代表去谈判
And after the war, Korea War he represented American armies for the negotiation
他从他二十岁在西点军校这个被主得着以后
When he received the Lord while he was 20 years old
一直到他九十岁这七十年来
Until 90 years old within the 70 year period
不管他多忙碌不管在战场上多危险
No matter how busy he was or how dangerous the battlefield was
他养成 每一天旧约三章新约三章的对不起他是每一年旧约一遍新约三遍的进度
every year he will finish the Old Testament once and New Testament three times.
其实就是旧约三章，新约三章。
So it's three chapters of Old Testament, three chapters of New Testament every day.
这七十年来，他把旧约读了七十遍，新约他读了两百八十遍。
So in this 70 years, he read through the Old Testament 70 times and the New Testament 210 times.
280 times. 所以弟兄姊妹，我们没有一个人在主的面前可以说我们忙碌，我们没有空来到主的面前。
So nobody can have the excuse that we're too busy to come before the Lord.
打开主的话其实是一件蒙福的事，弟兄姊妹。
It's such a big blessing to open up God's word.
借着打开圣经，我们来遇见这位说话的神。
Through opening up our Bible, we get to meet God who speaks.
我们借着打开圣经，我们来吃主。来得着主。
Through opening up the scripture, we eat the Lord and obtain the Lord.
同样的，金香坛说到我们祷告的生活。
And the golden altar of incense refers to our prayer life.
出埃及记三十章讲到金香坛的时候。
Exodus chapter 30 talks about this altar of incense.
特别说要把金香坛放在会幕的前面。
It says, place this altar in front,
对着施恩座。
In front of the testimony.
要对着施恩座放
before the throne of grace.
然后主说在那里我要与你相会。
I will meet you there, God says.
你要知道在旧约再怎么样相会还是隔着幔子。
You know, in the Old Testament, no matter how close you get to be with the Lord, you still face him with a veil in front.
亚伦进去也得隔着幔子来见神。
Even High Priest Aaron has to face God with a veil.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天我们在座的每一个
But yet, every one of us here
没有幔子了。
There's no more veil.
随时可以来到施恩的宝座前。
We can come before the throne of grace.
我们随时可以面对面的来朝见我们的君王。
Anytime we can come to face our King face to face.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们真的求神帮助我们看见这件事。
May the Lord help us to see.
有一个神的仆人说。
A servant of God once said.
一个再软弱的基督徒。
Even the weakest Christian.
只要他一跪下来。
When he kneels down,
他说撒旦都要恐惧站立。
Even Satan will tremble.
弟兄姊妹，你再软弱都没有关系。
It doesn't matter how weak you are.
当你真跪到主面前的时候
，When you kneel before the Lord,
大事情要发生了。
Great things will happen.
因为我们是用祷告来到神的面前。
Because we came to God with prayer.
我们在祷告中与神相会。
We will meet God in our prayers.
我们在祷告中执掌神的权柄，让神的旨意通行。
In prayers, we exercise God's authority so that God's will be done.
弟兄姊妹，你生活的难处都可以借着祷告来到神的面前。
You can bring before God all the difficulties in your life in prayer.
教会的需要，我们都可以在祷告中来到施恩座前。
We can bring all the church needs before God in our prayers.
弟兄姊妹，我们看不看重这个祷告的权柄
？Do we care about this privilege to pray?
我就说，很多权柄给的好像太容易了，以至于我们轻忽它的价值。
Oftentimes we receive privilege too easily that we neglect its value.
有一个弟兄，当他 remodel 他的家的时候
，A brother was remodeling his house.
他特别 remodel 的在后院一个小房间。
He especially built a house in his backyard.
那是要他跟神相会的地方。
That's the place where he will meet God.
不做任何其他的目的。
He would do anything in that place.
有一次我碰到一个弟兄。
Once I met a brother.
他说他认识的一个弟兄，他自己是公司的董事长。
And he says he knows a brother who is a CEO of a company, president of a company.
在他的办公室里面。
In his office.
他把董事长的桌子宝座空出来留给主。
He left the seat of the president for the Lord.
他自己在旁边摆了一个桌子，一个好像当秘书一样的桌子自己用。
On the side, he put a desk like a desk of a secretary that's for himself.
每一次在那里办公的时候，他是在信心里面相信主在这里。
Every time he works in his office, in his faith, he believes that God is there with him.
弟兄姊妹，我们不需要在外面去盖房子去空桌子给主。
We do not need to build a house or leave a table for the Lord.
但是你至少发现在这些人的里面，他们把主当真回事。
But for these people, the Lord is so real to them.
我说过，在高雄教会有一个当老师的，他自己得救，每次读圣经，打开来先对圣经鞠一鞠躬。
I remember mentioning to you, there's a teacher in Kaohsiung. Every time she opens the scripture, she will make a bow to the scripture first.
他知道神今天要借着圣经对他说话，所以他对主先一鞠躬。
Because she knows that the Lord will speak to her today through the Bible, so she make a vow.
听起来像是外面的事。
It may seem something she does outwardly.
但是让我们钦佩的是他们对神的态度。
But what we admire is their attitude toward God.
弟兄姊妹，到底我们今天怎么看我们的祷告？
So how do we view our prayers?
我们就是这样子自言自语说些事呢？
Do we just mumble something before God?
还是我们真觉得我们是用祷告来到了神的面前？
Or we really do know that we come before God in prayers.
今天才讲到我们的见证。
And the golden altar of, the lampstand talks about our testimony.
黑暗遮盖大地。
When the darkness is over the world.
说到外面的黑暗。
That is the outward darkness.
幽暗遮盖万民。
When thick darkness is over the people.
说到人心里面的黑暗。
It's the darkness within people's hearts.
这两天我看念慈姊妹在预备讲这个音乐，音乐的敬拜。
This week, my wife, Sister Nancy, was preparing for the sermon on music worship.
我看见她被那个负担压得真的在主面前重得不得了。
I see her being suppressed by the burden.
我和他的儿子稍微帮他去查了一点资料而已。
So, my sons and I help her to do some research.
我们整个的心都觉得不舒服，觉得真的好可怕。
And just by looking at some sites, make us feel very uncomfortable.
这么多音乐的背后那个黑暗的权势，你看的真的是毛骨悚然。
So obvious the power of darkness behind many music styles.
你看见我们的下一代几乎全部都浸沉在音乐的里面。
And yet the next generation, they all.Spend so much time listening to music.
我们要怎么样子为这件事情有一个正确的态度和祷告呢？
How should we have a good attitude and prayer?
弟兄姊妹，我们真的是求神帮助我们，在全地黑暗的时候，以色列家中还是有光。
May the Lord help us, because when the whole world is in darkness, only in the household Israel has light.
我们至少要求神在我们身上除去一切不讨神喜悦的事情。
May the Lord remove anything on us that's not pleasing to God.
人从我们身上不光要听见福音，人要看见福音。
Not only people will hear us preach gospel, they will see gospel in our lives.
我们的态度。
Our attitudes.
我们对事情的反应。
Our reactions to things.
尤其我们嘴中所说的话。
Or the words in our mouths.
弟兄姊妹，通通都在这里显明我们里面生命到底是如何。
They all manifest our true inner.
那金灯台
and the golden lampstand,
它所有能发光、
the reason that it illuminates,
因为里面有倒陈的清橄榄油，
because there's a pressed olive oil,
是被十字架工作过出来的油、
it's the work of the cross,
十字架就是分离、
a cross does the work of separation,
把我们这个肉体和圣灵在我们里面分开来，
separates our flesh from the Holy Spirit,
把我们这个老亚当和基督的生命分开来，
it separates our old nature from new creation,
把我们的旧造和新造分出来，
separate the old creation from new creation,
所榨出来的油，
and then when the oil is being pressed,
让灯台发光，
it causes the light to burn.
所以弟兄姊妹，教会在地上要为主做见证，
so the church will give testimony on earth for God.
我们一定要求主在我们中间有真圣真正的洁净的工作。
The Lord has to have real cleansing work in our midst.
那我们在地上真的是能够为主做见证。
That we can give testimony for the Lord on earth.
那今天的耶路撒冷，今天的耶路撒冷。
Today in Jerusalem.
如果你去的话
，If you go there,
那边已经没有圣殿了。
There's no more temple.
在圣殿所在的地方盖着一个清真寺 ，Dome of the Rock.
At the location of the holy temple, they built a mosque. The Dome of the Rock.
仇敌的权势在哪？
And then the power of the devil is there.
撒旦的座位在哪里？
And the throne of Satan is there.
而你进到耶路撒冷的时候，
When you go to Jerusalem,
你最常听到的一个声音， 一句话，
The most phrase you will hear.
你知道是什么吗？
Do you know what that is?
有没有人去？你去过应该知道啊。
Do you know what that is?
里面最常听见的一句话就是 $1, $1, $1.
You will hear the most is $1, $1, $1.
一块钱，他们卖各种各样的做买卖的人在这里推销卖给游客，一块钱。
They're selling all kinds of souvenirs to tourists, all $1.
这块地，所有的全地都是为着神的荣耀造的。
The whole place was actually for God's glory.
而圣城耶路撒冷更是特别分别出来是为了敬拜神。
And the holy city of Jerusalem was separately, particularly for worship of God.
圣殿更是神立名的居所。
And then the holy temple is the place where God set his name.
但是今天成为仇敌的权势，成为撒旦的住处。
But today is the dwelling place of Satan.
而周围所充满的都是做买卖的声音。
And then it's full of merchants and sellings.
但是弟兄姊妹，我想要问一句话。
But I want to ask
在我们里面的这块圣地，
in the holy ground in our heart.
在我们里面的这一座圣殿。
And the holy temple in our heart.
圣经上说，你们岂不知你们就是圣灵的殿吗？
The Bible says, "Don't you know you are the temple of the Holy Spirit?"
真是我们敬拜神、亲近神、侍奉神的地方吗？
This is the place we draw near to God and we serve Him.
还是里面也成为撒旦的住处？
Or it has become a dwelling for Satan?
还是里面也成为仇敌权势笼罩之地？
Or it has been a place where the power of darkness covers?
还是里面也充满了各样的买卖？
Also full of sellings and buyings.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
总要趁着还有今天。
While it's still called today.
让我们的生活被神重整。
That our life can be corrected.
让我们生活的品质来被神提升。
That the quality of our life will be improved.
越来越多神圣的同在。
The more and more holy presence will be in us.
越来越多有价值的生活。
And more meaningful our life will become.
总要趁着还有今天。
While it's still called today.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
让我们一起来抓住今天。
Let's grab today.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹。很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。